Okay, episode double deuce.
Yeah. You're fancy.
Of two boobs and a baby. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Heather.
I'm Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, episode 22. How the time goes by.
I tell you what.
It's pretty quickly.
It is quickly.
It is pretty quickly.
Yes. Like a rabbit.
Oh, funny rabbit.
Jump like a rabbit, Dave. That's really nice.
That makes good radio.
Okay, episode 22, Two Boobs and a Baby, and did I already say I'm Heather?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
This show's going nowhere fast.
Woo!
Down the toilet.
Ice cream. That's my motivation because I'm...
We are being rewarded at the end of this podcast.
I'm kind of tired, and ice cream is my motivation right now.
Why are you so tired?
Why am I tired? I don't know why I'm tired.
You have been busting your behind the last few days.
And what a behind it is. Yeah, Sam and I are going to Tennessee tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Am I going to Tennessee tomorrow?
No. It's okay, Dave. You'll be okay. Excuse me, I had the hiccup.
Oh.
I think those are so funny, those random just one hiccups.
I think they're called burps.
No, that's not a burp.
You get one hiccup?
Yeah.
Who gets one hiccup?
No, people do.
Nobody gets one hiccup. That's a freak show thing going on.
Whatever. You have so much gas in you don't even know. You would never just get one anything.
Don't be making fun of me, because obviously it's your fault, because our kids are all hiccupy. Remember Sam used to hiccup like crazy in your belly?
Yeah.
And last night Ella was hiccuping like crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
She was like beating on your womb wall.
Womb wall.
Which I love to say. Say that, everybody. Womb wall.
Womb wall.
Womb wall. Anyway.
Yeah, so we're leaving for Tennessee tomorrow, and so we're also having people stay with us, stay at our house for a bit. So I cleaned the crap.
Yeah, so don't even think about robbing us.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I cleaned this house. It sparkles like a diamond.
Like a diamond in the rough.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I was
a diamond
down...
in the rough wouldn't sparkle so much.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be dirty.
And this place ain't dirty.
It's not dirty.
No, it's not.
No, it sparkles. No.
It sparkles like a freshly cut diamond.
Yes.
In a showroom window.
That's right.
A girl's best friend.
I was down on my... Dave. Yeah, shut up, Dave. I was down on my hands and knees, like, cleaning baseboards, doing stuff I've never cleaned before in my life. I was in a frenzy, you might say.
Yeah? You have. You've been cleaning like crazy, and it's been great. My mom was really cool and took Sam the other morning and
definitely
gave you some time. And then today you went to the hospital.
Yeah, I had my doctor's appointment. Had my...
Not for a bad thing. Just went to the hospital for a doctor's appointment.
Had the glucose test, for gestational diabetes, and you have to fast beforehand.
Which seems so slow, doesn't it? Isn't that strange, fasting? Mm.
And it wasn't that big of a deal for me not to have anything to eat. I was just so thirsty, because when I wake up in the morning, I just chug a big glass of water. I'm always so thirsty.
Yeah.
So this... I don't even know that you know this. There's a drink that you have to drink. You go in and you drink this. It tastes like really carbonated, extremely sweet Tang. Remember Tang?
Yeah.
And most people hate it. I was so thirsty this morning. Like, they say, okay, you need to try to drink this within 5 minutes. And, like, these other
You're,
two,
like, taking a shot.
Yeah, these other two women, bam! They were, like, you know, just really having trouble getting through it. I, like, guzzled it. I was so thirsty.
You just pounded back, dropped the glass on the bar, asked for more.
Another bottle now!
Keep them coming!
But, I mean, it was really sweet and stuff, but gosh, I was so thirsty. So.
Were you disappointed when you found out there's no vodka in it?
Yes. So I had that. I don't know the results yet. Oh, I really hope I don't have gestational diabetes.
So do I. You almost... No, you didn't last time, but you had
at
a scare.
At the very end, I had high blood sugar.
Because of my evil fruit shakes.
Yeah. Evil.
So when you're making fruit shakes... And you know my recipe. You can listen to the older episodes. It's in there somewhere. Where is my fruit shakes?
You said it last episode.
Was it the last episode?
Yes.
Really?
You're losing your mind.
Can't lose something you never had. Waka waka! But yeah, it's better to use like one fruit. Or two fruits.
Two fruit.
Sometimes I would put like three or four in them.
Yeah.
So...
Because you need to spread your fruits out through the day when you're pregnant because it spikes your sugar.
Yeah. And Heather... Yeah. And yeah. So you don't want...
And it doesn't mix well with the ice cream and the...
Yeah. Well, there's that too. Hey. I guess this is going to be where I ramble about podcast news.
All right. Now it's time for Dave to ramble about podcast news.
All right.
So, I just wanted to let you know that at the beginning of the show today, we didn't have the little Sting 447's network, which is the network that we were a part of. And I say we were because our fearless leader, Todd Maffin, who some of you will know from the Canadian Podcast Buffet drinking game, Todd Maffin, where everybody drinks when you hear the word Todd Maffin. Todd was was our producer. And has decided to go on to some other things. He's kind of getting out of podcasting for the time being. He's an awesome guy and a super cool guy, and we wish him all the best.
We do.
So we just wanted to let you all know that we're no longer being produced by anyone. Not that we were before so much, really, anyway. I mean, we're still doing this in our living room, so.
Yeah, we have pants on tonight.
We do have pants. I'm wearing shorts, and you're wearing like kind of a tan... Track pants, sort of. Not track pants.
That makes me sound like one of those hood rats.
So
I like to call them yoga wear.
Yoga wear. Are they that lime Ricky? What are they called? Lime.
Lululemon.
Lululemon.
Something like that. No. Yeah. No, they're not. They're just.
And why are they not Lululemon?
Because they're too expensive, and we're broke.
So
I have to wear cheap old Navy ones.
Oh.
I'm so neglected.
I know. Don't worry. Soon we'll have even less money.
Yay.
When the government cuts us off.
Yay.
Yeah, that's going to be sucky, but whatever. So we've sort of segued, without even realizing it, into talking about things that aren't related to podcast news. So I guess that segment's now over.
Oh, well. That was fun.
It was fun.
Let me go back to my doctor's appointment real quickly. So, I'm having a brain freeze. I can't think of what I had this thing I wanted to say, and now
a brain freeze? You mean a brain fart?
I don't like that word.
You don't like fart?
Uh-uh.
Brain freeze is what you get when you have something too cold, like a Wendy's...
A brain toot. Can I say brain toot?
Brain toot?
Yeah.
Brain toot. Sure.
I was having a brain toot.
Brain toot.
Anyway, so
that's our own word, so don't even try to use it.
Yeah.
Brain toot. Hello.
We coined it like Paris Hilton.
Yeah. That's hot. That brain toot was hot. Ew. We're getting silly. What were you going to say?
So, you know how Sam was such a huge baby? He was 9'3 when he was born. And I know my belly was, I mean, like I just looked down. Tonight I was even saying to Dave, I was like, I think I was this big at 9 months. Like, there's no way I still have 2 more months. And I'm 28 weeks now, but I was measuring at 29. So
I think you're big.
Yeah, I think Ella's going to be a big one.
She's going to be a big one, too. I knew it. I knew she was going to be big, too, which is great. Big babies, hey, I have nothing against little babies. But big babies, they're just cool because, like, they're really, you know.
Well,
they're pretty much ready to go.
They're fully baked.
They're fully baked. Yeah. They're just, you know, they're just such little porkers. They're just, you know, so...
Yeah, they sleep really well.
They sleep well. They're really durable.
Durable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I gained 5 pounds this month.
Have you?
Yeah.
I think I have too. That's okay.
So, I gotta slow down. I think you're only supposed to gain 1 pound a week, so that would only be 4 pounds.
So, what we should do is not have ice cream.
Yeah, so my motivation for doing the podcast tonight is still ice cream.
But we're not actually going to have any.
No, we are having it.
Maybe.
We are having it, but after tonight, when I leave tomorrow on my trip, it is going to be health food. I'm going to do so good.
You're on a direct flight, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say that layover in wherever, Charlotte or somewhere, you'd be porking down chilies or something like that.
Yeah. And speaking of, this is evil. Remember how last episode we were saying that we received a couple of packages from our good friends.
Yes.
And in Niasa's package, there was chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you want to tell everybody what you did with the chocolate?
I protected the chocolates. I protected Heather's health and our unborn baby's health from too much chocolate because Heather was kind of hogging them down.
I was not hogging them down.
Whatever.
What you did was pure evil.
So I put, I moved the box into the kitchen. We have this really high shelf. And for those of you who don't know, I'm like 6 feet, pretty average guy size, and you're 5'3". So you're, you know, there's some height variation there. And you're also very pregnant, so stepping on, you know,
and you know I couldn't climb up on the counter.
Right, so I put them way the heck up on the top of the counter so she couldn't reach the chocolates.
They called my name all day long. Come get me!
Well, you know, you ate like 5 in a day before I even got them.
Tiny little chocolates.
They're like black, they're kind of like Black Magic, if you know Black Magic, or what are those other ones? Laura Secord for the Canadians in the house. Yeah.
They're tiny.
Laura Secord's aren't American, are they?
No.
No, they're Canadian. Yeah. Laura Secord was a famous Canadian.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that Laura Secord, her logo, which is her face, Laura Secord, her face has changed through the years. The company's been around forever. Has changed like 10 different times. There's been 10 different Laura Secords.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy, eh?
Well. Anyways, it was very mean of you.
Well, yeah.
Just to say the least.
I did it because I love you.
You don't even realize how precarious your life is. Is that the right word? How much you are just hanging on by a thread because I have hormones raging and you do something like that?
You're getting kind of close right now, like you're going to kill me. And you're scaring me. Hey, guess what? We have big news.
Woohoo! Big news.
Myrna and Sean.
Yeah, our good friends Myrna and Sean. Hello.
Hello.
They had their little baby, Hudson Ambrose.
Hudson Ambrose.
Keel.
Yeah, Keel. Yeah.
Very nice.
I think it's a cool name. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very cool name. And he was a little over 5 pounds. He was born 3 weeks early.
Yeah.
And
little guy,
just as cute as can be.
Cute as button.
So congratulations if you're listening.
Congratulations. And then we have big news too.
What's our big news?
Sam is officially crawling.
Oh, we have mobility.
We had, at first we were thinking his future career was going to be like a mountain climber or something. Or maybe a wall scaler like Spider-Man or something like that.
Or a window washer.
Or a window washer. Maybe a window washer. Those guys get paid pretty good.
Yeah.
Got to be careful though.
Yeah.
High, hazardous job.
Yeah. I probably could never visit Sam on his job since I'm scared of heights.
What if he's like lowered it all the way to the bottom and you bring him some lunch?
I can do that.
And then he says, see you later, Mom. Gotta get back to work.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
And he's going up.
So keep going.
Did that little picture with that little... Was he wearing overalls?
Yeah, he was.
He was for me too, and a blue hat.
Oh, mine was yellow.
Really? He was wearing a hat? Yeah. Oh, well, you gotta protect your head from the sun if you're out there all day.
Oh. I don't know why, but mine was a hard hat. He wouldn't have a hard hat on it, would he?
A hard hat? I don't think so.
If he was washing windows.
I think if
you
fall off the... I think a hard hat's not going to help
hard
you
hard hat's
much.
Not going to help you.
No, I don't
keep think so. Going. What was the point of all this?
Well, anyways, yeah, he's been... before he started crawling, he was... I mean, he's always been sort of... Well, recently he's been moving around a bit, but he hasn't figured out to move his other leg. So he has this one leg, so he sort of rolls and drags and things. And then lately he's picked himself up on the couch, and then he'll kind of shimmy across the couch... Like walking across a ledge.
Mm-hmm. And our apartment's pretty small, and we've got a lot of furniture in it. So he goes from one, like our couch, over to our futon, over to the chair.
Yeah.
And like, he just kind of scales everything, just walks around.
Yeah. So it's been pretty cool. And then, so the other day?
Yeah, the other day, he just finally got it. He realized his legs had something to do.
Oh, wait a minute. If I move this other leg.
So he realized, okay, if I move these legs like this and my hands like this, I can get it.
So now we're like, uh-oh. Now we have to baby-proof.
Yeah.
We've been neglecting baby-proofing, and we will take any of your advice on how to better baby-proof.
Cause I've heard that you get down on your hands and knees, and you go around the house, and you see everything.
I normally do
level.
That. Yeah, and I've heard that too.
Yeah. So,
but what other, like, what, if you have advice for us, give us a call on our audio comment line and leave us a message. Or just call us and say hello.
Hello.
It's 206-666-5362. So give us a shout.
Yeah.
And give us any advice. Any advice.
To, you know, move all of the poisonous, like, cleaning things and all that to high shelves. And
with your chocolates?
Oh, that would be awesome. If you could move all the cleaning products up there, I wouldn't be able to clean it. It would only be up to you.
Uh-oh. Just got to pause for one sec. I've got a crying baby on my... Oh, maybe not.
Oh, what's he doing now?
For those of you... You should know this by now. But we have a little video monitor that we got as a gift, and we tend to... I plug it in, and I listen to Sam, or hopefully not hear him, while he's sleeping while we're doing the show. But every once in a while, he'll make a cry or a whimper or something, and I turn it on, and I look, and he just sat up, cried out for a second, and now he just went back to bed. Now he's back to... Looks like he's back to sleep.
Okay.
False alarm.
Yeah, so I know we got the things for the cabinet doors... And to keep them closed. And
the VCR cover.
Yeah, we got a little cover for the VCR because it's really close to the ground.
And apparently the kids like to put Pop-Tarts in the VCR. So
I Our think, kids are not going to eat Pop-Tarts.
Did we talk about that last week? Was I saying that the Pop-Tart would be worth probably more than
the VCR? Yeah.
So that joke's
And actually,
old.
One other thing, because our TV is really close as well. And we bought like this heavy-duty two-strap things that...
I think it's Velcro or something.
No, it doesn't, like, go across the TV. It doesn't obscure your vision at all. It attaches to the back, and it basically holds it down.
But it, how does it harness? Is it Velcro?
I don't know. We haven't actually opened any of the packages. Okay,
maybe I'll do that while you're away. Because, yeah, you always... You hear about that from time to time, a kid, like, knocking a TV down over him.
Yeah. Especially since ours is pretty close.
Like you hear about that. It's horrible.
To the ground. Yeah. And when we bought a little thing for the refrigerator. Because the refrigerator door, if they smash their fingers
in it.
So we brought those.
And so he doesn't...
An outlet cover.
Steal our food.
Either. I think we're doing pretty well. We just have to actually put these things in place.
Yeah. But if you have any input, if you have any input at all, we want to hear from you. Give us a shout.
I have a good suggestion. We found out that those baby gates are so expensive, especially the ones that you have to have.
They're crazy expensive.
For the stairs. So, depending on where you live, but Craigslist is in most, you know, it's, most cities.
Yeah.
Craigslist.com, I think is what it is.
Yeah,
CRAIGS.com. And, it's just a online classifieds website. And so, found some used ones as well.
Yeah.
So if not, like, they're really expensive.
They're crazy expensive. It makes me mad.
Arr.
Hey, so when you went over to see Myrna and Sean and their new baby, Hudson, I was left at home by myself to fend for myself with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time I had to give him a bath by myself.
Let me just clarify. I was gone for an hour and a half. Keep going.
You're gone longer than that.
No, I wasn't. Keep going.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we had a fun time while you were gone.
Good.
So I gave him a bath for the first time. And I don't have a great back, so... and the way you normally do it, you get right in the bath with him.
Yeah.
And because he's slippery and we don't have a little baby bath thing. So that's the way I did it. And he was squirming. Like, he's squirming like crazy now. Like, he's trying to get out of the bath. And
he doesn't want to get out. He wants to stand up and beat his little cup against the tile.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't? I know. You probably got that from me, because I love doing that. Yeah, so that was challenging. But it's okay.
But you did it.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying to you that night. I was like, look, if I can do this by myself, being pregnant and not being able to really get up out of the tub.
Yeah.
No, I can get up out of the tub. I make myself sound more invalid than I actually am.
Well, you're getting pretty big.
I love it every time you say it. It just keeps getting nicer and nicer.
I know. Let's have some ice cream.
Oh, that just reminded me. He just patted my foot.
Oh, your toe.
My toe.
You've had the worst week with that toe.
My little baby toe. Stubbed it really badly on the ottoman down in Sam's room.
Yeah.
And I think I broke it. Like, it really hurt. It was throbbing even the day after.
I knew it wasn't broken.
It is broken. I don't know.
Oh, you what still think it's broken?
Yes, I think it's still
broken.
Can
you bend it?
You touch my toe and you will die an early death. Anyway, so...
It's not broken.
About 3 days later, it wasn't throbbing anymore. And I thought, oh, it's feeling better. On my frenzy of cleaning that day, I stubbed it again, but not...
the same toe.
But not really hard. It hurt. I was kind of in, you know, a panic about it, but I was okay. That afternoon, I was at Walmart, and I parked right next to the little cart return thing. For some stupid reason, whoever... If you know who the engineers are that make those cart returns for Walmart, I want his name. This piece of metal, for no reason, was sticking out of the side. I stubbed it hard again, to the point where it felt like that my whole body just tensed up like white lightning pain.
And you had Sam in your arms,
no,
too,
I
right?
didn't have Sam with me at all.
Oh, no, that's and right. He was at my mom's.
It went through my whole body. I just was tense.
And then you called
and
me.
And
no,
out in the parking lot and by myself, I start flailing my arms going, ah! Sorry. And,
don't yell. You're going to wake Sam up.
And just started crying. And I don't cry when I get hurt. I started crying. Got in the car.
You were crying?
Got in the car and I called G. And I...
I'm hurt.
So I've had a rough time with my toe.
So if you'd like to send us any... I don't know.
That's the bad thing about toes. You can't do anything about them.
They don't make cards like get well soon cards for stubbed toes. They should.
Oh, yeah, they should.
Hey, I got an idea.
There you go. There's going to be our millions.
Yeah, that'll be it. No need to worry about diapers anymore. I mean, buying them. We'll still need diapers. Yeah. What else was I was going to... Oh, I was going to mention next week. We're going to try to do this episode 23 next week. And the way we're going to try to record it over Skype, over the phone. So I hope I'm able to do it. But I haven't really messed with Skype too much. So I'm hoping I can do it.
Yeah, so that way we can...
Yeah, we can still do a podcast. And then the following week, episode 24, or would maybe episode 23 if it doesn't work, I'm going to be down in Tennessee with you and Sam and everybody at the family reunion, which we do every year, which is always fun, in the Smoky Mountains, right in the Appalachian Trail. Beautiful. And I bought an iRiver, which I don't have yet. It's in the States, but it's with Heather's parents. But I'm going to get that puppy going, and we're going to do a podcast from there, and then I'll put it online as soon as possible.
Yeah, so...
So that'll be live from Tennessee.
Next couple of weeks will be a little different.
Yeah, and
should
what else?
Should we do some shout-outs here?
Yeah, let's shout out to a couple new people on our Frapper Map this week. And if you haven't been in the Frapper Map... Please drop by www.twoboobsandababy.com and just hit Frapper Map. And then just, it's like a world map if you haven't seen it before, where you can put a little pin in the name of the town that you're from, and you can actually represent where you're from.
Yo, represent.
You got to represent. So we got, speaking...
Hello, Betty Riley.
Betty Riley from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, who is a mother of three. Hi.
Oh, hello.
And how old are those three? We're just curious, because you're definitely an expert if you have three. So
sure.
We could probably use all the help you could give us, all the advice. And if you have any advice, 206-666-5362.
Or you can go on the website and do it for free.
That's right. If you go on the website, we have a button that says leave us a voice message. Just click it, and you can record it right on your own computer. You don't need to download any software. It's very easy to do.
Super easy.
Yep. And then Caitlin.
Caitlin from Thief River Falls, Minnesota.
Minnesota. And may I just say that that is the coolest sounding name of a town ever.
I know. Thief River Falls. Sounds like some like mysterious...
It sounds like something out of like a David Lynch movie or
something.
Murder
took place there.
What happened at Thief River Falls? Who stole the falls? What?
Huh?
What?
What? So Caitlin, she's 16, and she says she loves kids and babies.
Yeah, and we want to say, don't love them too much. Wait till you're older. You don't want one now, trust me. So just in case.
Thanks for listening. That's
yeah,
great.
Thanks yeah. a lot for, yeah, thanks. We love to hear from you guys. So if anybody out there wants to hit a Frapper Map, do it. And also we have a new message on our forum from Loopy, our Kiwi buddy. who says that silly names, we talked about Salmonella and the fact that the name Sam and the name Ella together sounds like Salmonella, the disease from uncooked meat. So we've, you know, listened to some of the older shows and you'll hear us talking about that. But she came up, she mentioned that she's going to have two kids and name them silly names. That way they are made fun of. That way they won't be teased about their looks, which I think I totally busted a gut when I read that. That was hilarious. So thanks for that, Loopy.
Yeah.
And, and I also want to mention that we've been having some technical difficulties with our host, Brinkster, who have assured me over and over that service is going to be back up. And they're now saying it's going to be another 2 weeks until, so about August 1st, that service should be 100%. So if you go to the website, twoboobsandababy.com, and for some reason you get a weird message that there's an error, please just refresh the page a couple times, and it'll come back on any minute. It's just a matter of minutes for some reason. So
yeah, things are a little wonky right now.
So that's my Brinkster blues. And also wanted to mention, thank you again for our gifts from the kids.
Yeah.
From Craig and Nyasa. Nyasa, and everybody, if you want to see a little picture, a secret special picture of Sam in his new outfit, drop by the website, twoboobsandababy.com, and have a look.
Why would it be secret then?
Well, it's not really a secret, I guess. Well, nobody knows. Oh, no, we said what it was last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a secret if you didn't listen to last week's episode. And only we know, and Nyasa, who sent the gift, so. And Sam. Okay, I'm going to shut the heck up now.
Shut up.
Shut up in your face. So, have a safe trip, Heather.
Thank you, Dave.
Have a safe trip, Sam.
Thanks, Dave.
Have a safe trip, Ella.
Birch.
She sounds more like a man than Sam does. All right, well, we'll have to figure that one out.
All right, have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.